The era of the gas guzzler is nearly over.
This is such an interesting time to be in this industry where it kind of feels like the moment between horse-drawn carriages and gasoline-powered cars.
Roughly 30 new electric vehicles are coming out in the next year, some being introduced to the public at the Chicago Auto Show, the largest in the U.S.
It's the year that we're going to start seeing some electric vehicles being sold in segments that Americans in particular want to buy. Things like inexpensive crossovers, things like pickup trucks. And we're going to see some inexpensive electric vehicles as well later on this year to really start bringing that electric vehicle to the masses.
There are plug-in trucks like the 2023 Ford Maverick, priced for a broad market at just over $20,000. Hyundai is expanding its offerings of electric SUVs and sedans, like the new 2024 IONIQ 6, that can recharge nearly as fast as gasoline models take to fill.
We're trying to make the experience of charging an EV like pumping gas in terms of the time stamp that takes in your life. So those ultra-fast chargers are coming online more and more throughout the United States.
Joining classic EVs, such as the Chevy Bolt, are high-end sports cars, like the 2024 Corvette E-Ray Hybrid. There are also the concept cars, previews of cars not yet on the road, like the Ram 1500 Revolution battery electric truck. When it comes to plug-in cars, the U.S. lags other countries. About 5% of new car sales compared to 80% in Norway. But with government incentives, that is changing. California aims to ban sales of new carbon-based cars and light trucks by 2035. Electric vehicles are becoming more and more mainstream, and manufacturers say in the coming years there will be a wider variety of styles and prices. As the new models roll out, the old ones are getting phased out. Dodge is offering its last call on 7 models, including its petrol-powered Challenger and Charger muscle cars, to be replaced by electric versions. One more sign that the future is electric. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Chicago.